Sarah Halter, thank you again for being with us. Thanks, too, to Allison Popieski here with us from Attack Theater. Bill Humphrey from the Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum. Storyteller Mike Perry along with Alex and Maggie, his grandkids, here along with his daughter also, and his wife. Thanks to our students that we had today, both Ethan as well as Tyler from Keystone Oaks. And thanks again to Sarah Halter. We'll look for you next week here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for your support, too.
And, of course, then the train comes by as soon as I get on the microphone. You are tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM, McKeesport. And independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock. A sad note to begin today's program on. Thank you, train. Those of you who follow me on Twitter and Facebook know already. But for those of you who do not, Doug Goffis has passed away. Doug was the host of Goffis Golden Oldies, heard here on 88.3 WRCT and on Tube City Online Radio. He was also the former public service director of WRCT. And was a big impetus, force in getting an internet radio station started in McKeesport. Doug was one of those people who pushed everyone around him to live up to his standard, to do their very best. And I realize even as I'm saying this, I'm not doing that great. So hopefully Doug is not angry at me. Doug passed away on Thursday. He had a brief illness, but I'm told by his family that the cause was COVID-19. So Doug has three more shows, actually. Doug, being a professional, had planned shows out for till the end of the year. Today, next week, and the following week, he's already got his shows planned out. So we will be able to enjoy Doug's show, Goffis Golden Oldies, at 3 o'clock today and for the next few weeks. And then in the weeks coming, we will, Eric O'Brien and I are discussing doing some sort of a tribute show to Doug. Anyways, thought I'd play a little something that Terry Lee used to play as his sign-off song, and we'll dedicate this to Doug before we get today's show going. This is Lou Johnson from 1962. Thank you anyway, Mr. DJ on Radio 9.
Thank you anyway, Mr. DJ, for the play. But music can wash away, no, can wash away my tears. I miss my baby so. I know now she
God bless. Lou Johnson, thank you anyway, Mr. DJ, sending that out to the late, great Doug Goffis. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Two. I'm your salt in the swing. You're coming out the crash of the Chet against the group Porkology, Jay Thurber, at 12:06. More music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, maybe some Kris Kringle in your jingle here. Until 3 o'clock, the full-time request line open at 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. There is a wind advisory out for the entire listening area. Showers and breezy today. Winds gusting as high as 46 miles per hour. 62 degrees right now with light rain falling. We'll check your full-time forecast in about 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's the sound of the old days.
Jay Thurber!
Just for you.
Chiffon's here on Radio 9 with your sweet talking guy, Jay Thurber. And these are the Beatles.
Triple!
General Lucius Clay at the mighty Wurlitzer Organ later with Jay Thurber.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Oh, it's so nice.
Their hit from 1972 on Radio 9. Well, we lost Mike Nesmith a few days ago, one of the members of the Monkees and also a successful solo artist and songwriter and business entrepreneur in his own right. We had actually played Mike Nesmith's song Joanne, I believe, on last week's show. Mike Nesmith passing away, I believe, at the age of 78. Here's a song that he wrote for Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies on Radio 9. It's Different Drum.
The trees.
song written by the late, great Mike Nesmith, made famous by Stone Ponies and Linda Ronstadt here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
Please, more music!
Hey, hey, mercy woman, plays a song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little louder, tell me I can live louder if I only listen to the band.
Listen to the band.
Weren't they good that made me happy? I think I can make it alone. Oh, mercy woman, plays a song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little bit louder. Tell them they can live without her if they only listen to the band.
Listen to the band.
Song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Come on, play the drums just a little bit louder. Tell us we can live without her now that we have listened to the band.
Listen to the band.
Song written by Mike Nesmith. We'll hear some more Mike Nesmith songs throughout the show today. Died yesterday at the age of 78. Air Force veteran, Houston, Texas native, Mike Nesmith. It is only 2 weeks until Christmas, and I have held off playing Christmas music until now. But how about a little Perry Como to get us in the mood? How about it, Perry? Thank you. Man with a slow hand and a turntable to match.
Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, there's no one remember. The whole world needs a Christmas dream. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
I'm on a young, need all is gone.
The whole world needs a Christmas tree. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us. We need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
Como with Christmas Dream here on Radio 9 at 1223. Much more music time. Speaking of dreaming, we'll have new music from They Might Be Giants coming up right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What do we want to tell you about? Are you on the Twitters? Do you follow the Jay Thurbers on the tweets? At the Bleep Bloops at Jay Thurber Show. Ben Shapiro, he was a very small man who has a lot to be modest about. His sister apparently is a YouTube content creator, YouTube sensation. Anyways, she tried to shame Madonna yesterday by comparing Madonna at age 63, thank you, Art Carney, to Nancy Reagan at age 63. Well, several people have pointed out that Nancy Reagan, when she was a starlet in Hollywood, she had a particular talent, or at least was rumored, according to the gossip magazines, to have had a particular talent, and many, many people on Twitter are celebrating Nancy Reagan's particular talent, her special purpose on Twitter right now. It is a hoot and or a holler. Attic Records joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days per week. They provide new and used records and CDs, including metal, reggae, hip-hop, doo-wop. Attic Records has new releases and is family-owned and operated. They also buy used records and CDs. For more information, visit Attic Records or call them at 412-821-8484. Nancy Reagan, discovering her special purpose right here, later on the Jay Thurber Show.
But he's poor weather.
Turn this into a garage in the morning. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, with a high near 64, windy. Yes, I am. With winds 18 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 46 miles per hour. Could pick up a quarter of an inch to a half inch of rain today. Chance of rain showers overnight mixed with snow. Cloudy skies, low 32. Windy winds again gusting as high as 44 miles per hour. Sunny skies on Sunday, 45. I'm glad I got the Christmas lights up last weekend. Sunny on Monday, high near 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 52. Right, I just got the Christmas lights down 2 weeks ago. I'm currently 64 in Beaver County, 60 in Butler, 60 in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, windy, light rain falling 62 degrees, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 61 degrees at WRCT with new music from They Might Be Giants.
I can't remember the dream that I had last night, but I woke with delight and excitement. And then when I tried to remember the dream that I had last night, it was gone, but the unpleasant thoughts, I want to push them away. They creep like weeds that cover all the flower beds. I can't remember the dream that I had last night, but the simple fact that my mind could concoct such a thing as the incredible dream that I had last night is a clue to the key to a door.
New album Book. That's They Might Be Giants. On Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
According to legend, little folk know Hills is where the toys are.
Hills Toy Layaway. Just 10% down, a small service charge. Layaway toys, little and large. Hundreds of toys. Express layaway too. So layaway's even easier for you. Remember, Hills Toy Layaway. One reason they're different and why they say
Hills is where the toys are.
At low prices every day.
I hope they paid in advance for that commercial. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter. Taking your requests until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio, WMCK.FM McKeesport. It's 12:30. Here's Jim Reeves.
Dear Senor Santa Claus, I think I tell you what I would like for Christmas, and I hope you won't forget. I only want a peso that I can have for mine to get my señorita something for Christmas time. I don't believe you read the card last Christmas that I sent. You come to see the kids across the street and then you went. Dear Senor Santa Claus, I think me understand. Sometimes the toy's all gone before you reach the Rio Grande. Dear Senor Santa Claus, I tell you what I think. I know got a stocking, I set out my piggy bank. So please bring me peso that I can have for mine to get my señorita something for Christmas time. On Christmas Eve I watch for you and I know sleep a wink. If I know get Lolita something, she feels sad, I think. So please, Senor Santa Claus, this Christmas be so grand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. I don't know what I buy for her, I think I buy a rose. So she can wear it in her hair most everywhere she goes. Senor Santa Claus, this Christmas be so grand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand.
Jim Reeves and Senor Santa Claus here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling. Put some moon in your groove, some glide in your stride with Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band.
All of our love land and all of its rich charms, but I know I'll never get to love land unless I'm wrapped up in your.
find happiness is the answer. Got to take me with you, baby. Got to take me with you. Oh, yeah. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you, where all the love.
You can get through this CD without.
Swear I do. My love is true. Take me with you.
You know the
King
Charles?
Yeah. Take me with you, baby. Yeah. Got to take a beat by the hand.
Poor man, he sounds like he's choking to death. Disc, hard to find 45s on CD, Sweet Soul Sounds. You can see why they're hard to find, because they go like...
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
Here they come, warming up. I hear the pitter-patter of little people on the living room rug. Woe is me, there goes the TV. Now it's Popeye and Pluto, Batman and Bozo. Don't spill the cornflakes, they'll break it. Lunch break, home from the office. Why did I stop to have a beer with the boys? Now my head's about to pop, it's a Saturday morning confusion. If you think you can sleep, it's illusion. Cause you probably get a rude intrusion from Harry the dog. Harry the dog is as big as can be. And Harry the dog had puppies last week. We couldn't tell if it's a he or a she, now we know. It's a Saturday morning confusion. If I could just get to the bathroom and get a cool rag and an aspirin to help how I feel. But here come the twins and they're screaming at me. What is the deal? Who turned off the TV? Go ask your mother and quietly your daddy is ill. There he is, Cousin Jack. You got the leaf rake too, kid, that's it till I get it all back. Hanging round my yard, snooping in my garage. I tolerate him because he's my cousin. He's nice to the kids and Harry just loves him. It's a Saturday morning confusion. And if I could just hide in the attic, cause I can hear my wife yelling, take them all to the show. I'll take the whole neighborhood to the show. I'll just walk out and back where the money tree grows. Grab me a handful and off to the show we'll go. It's a Saturday morning confusion. And if I could just get a transfusion, or maybe go hide in the bedroom to 5 o'clock. Let it be known that at 5 the TV is gonna be tuned to the game of the week. And that goes to dogs and twins and the whole family. It's a Saturday morning confusion. It's a Saturday morning confusion. Day is done, Cousin Jack. In his yard cooking steaks on a grill that I'll never get back. The twins in front of the TV, Harry with his family. Sis on her date, Mom at the door, smiles as she surveys the sight. For the first time today, the kingdom is quiet. Lord, let us thank you for Saturdays, and may they remain my friends. Cause I work all week long, keep strong till they're grown. Next Saturday then, we'll do it again. When here they come, warming up, I hear the pitter patter of little people.
Bobby Russell, Saturday Morning Confusion. Good news, bad news. If you're a local high school football fan, Penn Trafford won their first state title yesterday with a big win. Not as good news for my Sarah Catholic Eagles, who were blown out yesterday by Southern Columbia. We'll check sports for you in just about 15 minutes. Stay tuned for that.
together here, man. Let's get together tonight and play some hide and go see. What's that? Let's get together and play some hide and go see. Let's go. What's that?
Bunker Hill on Radio 9.
Well, I have enough.
Captain Jack in Munhall heard me talking about how Nancy Reagan, as a young starlet in Hollywood, discovered her special purpose. And Jack called 412-385-7450 and wanted to send something out to her. You say them, we play them on the Big 900 in stereo. A program that is conducted always in the best of taste.
Think of what
what you're giving to the lost and lonely people of the night. Out of need, they seek direction for their life. They will love you in the darkness, take advantage of your starkness, and refuse to recognize you in the light. Sweet cream ladies, forward march, think what you're providing. What's the use of hiding? Tell the socialites to look the other way. It's instinctive stimulation you convey. It's a necessary function, and for those without compunction who get tired of vanilla every day.
Out for Captain Jack and Munhall here on Radio 9. Holiday decorations and celebrations are an annual tradition for many families. However, dry Christmas trees, burning candles, and holiday lights can pose a real hazard if they're not used and maintained properly. On average, there are about 160 decorating-related injuries. I'm not making this up. It's not funny. Every day during the holiday season. How did you get? Well, I got tinsel up my nose. And almost half of those incidents involve falls. I thought they said the holiday season. Holiday season is not enough. Anyways, about 14,800 people, almost 15,000 people will visit the emergency room due to holiday decorating-related injuries. Dry Christmas trees and unattended candles can lead to dangerous fires. There are about 100 Christmas tree fires annually in the United States and about 1,100 candle fires every year. Those resulted in nearly $56 million in property loss per year. Make sure your live Christmas tree has plenty of water. Look for the fire-resistant label when you buy an artificial tree and place burning candles in sight away from flammable items. Blow them out before you leave a room. For more holiday safety tips, visit the Consumer Product Safety Commission website at cpsc.gov, and click on the Holiday Safety Information Center link. A message from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Don't go falling off the... Oh, my gosh.
Dear Journal, I am lucky. I lived. There's so much I could have done to save her. I could have made her wear a seatbelt. I could have slowed down. I could have stopped. I could have stayed at the party. I could have called my parents. I could have done a lot that night. I should have done more. If I had, I would still have my best friend. Amy would still be here. Drive safe, PA. This public service announcement has been brought to you by PennDOT and Belle Vernon Area High School.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet, a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it
has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic birdbath.
All that other stuff.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter.
And a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
And a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television, but not when you get it home.
Chromium combination manager, scissors and cigarette lighter.
Pair of teakwood shower clocks.
Indoor plastic bird bath.
A pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it.
Hammered aluminum nutcracker.
Statue of a lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
Simulated alligator wallet.
A calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas.
And a Japanese transistor. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Alan Sherman with the 12 Days of Christmas here on Radio 9.
More music.
Wonderful weekend.
It's Clyde McFadder. Baby, you've got it right here on Radio 9. Sports and weather coming up next.
About all the time. Baby, you got it. Yeah. Baby.
Clyde McFadder, baby, you've got a little northern soul there on Radio 9 at 12:53. Much more music time. New music from Pandas and People coming up right after we take care of some sports and weather. Of course, at 1 o'clock, it's FSN News, so stay tuned for that.
Your front row center at the ball game.
State football championships last night in the Class 5A championship. Penn Trafford High School got its first state title in overtime with a win over Imhotep Charter School by a score of 17-14. That game up in Hershey, PA. McKee Sports Sarah Catholic High School not as lucky. They were routed by Southern Columbia by a score of 62-25. Southern Columbia taking home its 12th state football title in Class 2A. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Pittsburgh Penguins last night defeating the Washington Capitals by a score of 5-2. Tristan Jarry stopping 29 shots. It's the Pens and the Anaheim Ducks today at PPG Paints Arena. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the NHL, the New York Rangers are off to one of their best starts in team history. They defeated the Buffalo Sabres last night by a score of 2-1. The Rangers have now won 18 games in their first 26. That is matching the franchise record for the 1994 Stanley Cup Championship team, which opened its season 18-6-2. What else to tell you about in sports? In college basketball action today, the Penn State men taking on Michigan State at 2 o'clock. Duquesne men taking on New Hampshire. They're hosting that game, actually, at the Cooper Fieldhouse. Game time is 1 o'clock. Duquesne women hosting St. Francis at 5 o'clock. Robert Morris hosting Florida Gulf Coast at 7 o'clock. The Robert Morris men's team and the women's team is on the road to take on Miami of Florida at 1 o'clock. Your Carnegie Mellon basketball looks like this. They are playing men and women's team, both hosting Geneva coming up on Monday. The women coming off a win over Grove City on Tuesday by a score of 63-41. And the Carnegie Mellon men at this hour are hosting Denison at the Wigand Gymnasium. Okay? All right. That's about that for that.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman wants, whether you believe it or not.
Showers, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon with a high near 64. Windy today and tonight. Chance of rain showers, maybe mixed with snow. Cloudy skies overnight, 32. Sunny on Sunday, high 45. Monday, sunny, 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 52 degrees. And a chance of rain on Wednesday with a high near 56. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. It is 64 in Beaver County, 60 in Butler, 62 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 61 degrees right now at WRCT. Pandas and People are going to take us to news time.
It's time to light the fuse again. With every beat, it's like adrenaline. We'll be right back.
up from the ground. Maybe I'm selling out. Afraid to lose. Stay in your box, cause you're too damn cruel. You try your best, it's not enough. They knock you down, but you get up. Hear this rhythm from above.
Don't stop moving.
Keep on stepping out of line. Lose yourself and feel alive. Taking it one foot at a time.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the Week in Review. And the week ended with some alarming signs for the U.S. economy. Inflation in the U.S. is running at its highest rate since 1982, with President Biden calling it a real bump in the road as the country tries to recover economically from the pandemic. But at the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested a turnaround is already underway.
The data was taken in November. Even since that time, over the course of the last nearly 2 weeks, we've seen a decrease in costs in some of the areas that account for a big percentage of the rise in inflation.
Another worrying sign for the economy and society more generally came in the latest data from Britain about the Omicron variant of COVID-19. It shows the existing two-shot vaccines have only limited impact preventing Omicron infections, whereas boosters can provide 75% efficacy against the strain. On Friday, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, head of the Centers for Disease Control, again urged Americans to get their boosters.
Vaccination with a primary series and boosting with an additional dose for those who are eligible will keep people out of the hospital and save lives.
40% of eligible Americans are still not fully vaccinated using the old two-dose yardstick, and they are at heightened risk of contracting the Omicron variant. Britain this week was rocked by revelations concerning a possibly illegal Christmas party in Downing Street that may have broken COVID-19 rules last December. A leaked video showed Downing Street officials laughing last year about the party during rehearsals for a press briefing. Hours later, Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched an investigation and offered a carefully worded apology.
I was also furious to see that clip. I apologise unreservedly for the offence that it has caused up and down the country.
Germany's new Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, was sworn into office this week after forming a three-party coalition and pledging a new progressive era in the country. FSN's Trent Murray covered that in Berlin.
They all have quite different views on how to tackle many of the challenges facing Germany, but they are saying they do want to work together using pragmatism, and they are operating under the joint slogan, Dare to Make More Progress.
President Biden hosted a two-day summit for democracy aimed at countering Russia and China. He conceded American democracy is in difficulty and pledged to protect it. He unveiled more than $400 million in funding that will promote free media and anti-corruption efforts worldwide. The White House also announced this week a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics, saying the Chinese are committing genocide in Xinjiang against Uyghur Muslims. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Support for this broadcast comes in part from PublicSource.org, a nonprofit online news outlet covering McKeesport, Pittsburgh, and Western Pennsylvania.
Public Source produces and supports journalism for a stronger region. Learn more at publicsource.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I need